What up? I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of the Mobile Oil Change Podcast, the only podcast on the airwaves dedicated to owning and operating a mobile oil change business. And I'm your host, Tyrese Burton of Mom's Mobile Oil Change. And this is going to be a short episode because, like, it's really not a rocket science. A lot of people say, how do I get more business? Now, years ago, I was getting a lot of inquiries on how to get more business, and it was more residential based because people realized that I was a residential service. They were coming in at the time, the businesses, the owners that were entering the industry, they were residential based services. They were focused on residential, so they was coming in, starting off, they was having a tough time. They was reaching out to me because they saw what I was doing. But over time, that has gone down a lot. And a lot of the owners and operators that are coming in are going into fleet. So we're going to make it simple. Because I know a lot of these owners out here that listen to the show are fleet-based services. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. Be sure to reach out to me if you want to talk to the listeners so they can get a better insight from a perspective that I do have. I do know about fleets. I've done plenty of fleets. But it's been different for me. So if you're out there and you're listening to this episode and you're wondering, like, how do I get more fleets? You call them. You call them. That's it. That's all. If you need a script, then send me an email, tburton@momsmobileoilchange.com, or go to my website, momsoilchange.com, and fill out the contact form and let me know. If you need any help getting your script together, getting your process together, because some people are going to say, okay, yes, what do we do? So where do you go from there? How do you schedule them? How do you do? Okay, if you need help with that, then contact me. But if you don't, you have all those processes in place and you're ready to go, then go on the internet and find your leads. Okay, so again, who are you going to call? So let's go into that. We'll do another quick episode on lead generation, lead qualification, contacting the leads. So that's a process that, like I said, if you need help with that, contact me. If you don't, then go. You have it already. Call them. The people that say no, talk to them. Find out why they're saying no. Because you can understand this, and it may be something that you can address and change, move forward, and be prepared for that. So when you get a no, don't get discouraged. Don't be so quick to be like, bye. Talk to them. Ask them, can you send them over some information? Get their email. Add them to a list. Revisit them in a couple months. But basically what you're going to do is just call these people. Start in your local area. Plumbing companies, go down to the Amazon DSP. Go down to the airport, to the rental car places, or call them, either one. But this is the process. If you go down there, that's a meeting. You can't expect to just walk in somewhere and have a meeting with someone. So if you call them, then yeah, they on the phone, so they're talking to you. There's no time limit to how long that conversation can go on. So it's a meeting right there. If you need help, again, understanding how to talk to them, open-ended questions, qualifying, dequalifying, because everyone's not your customer. So you have to qualify these leads. So again, this is not about qualifying leads or lead generation. This is strictly about how to get the customers. You just call them. And the reason you call them, because it gives you an instant answer. You can email them too. You can send them something in the mail also, but to get a quicker response, then you can just call, because you're going to find out right then and there. You have to get an email. You have to wait for them to read it. You have to wait for them to... So that's the it. That's all. This episode is really short. If you're looking to get more fleet customers, call them. Find out who they are. Again, this is not about that, but this is about how to do it. Just call them. Hey, this is Tyrese at Miles Mobile Oil Change. We're a fleet maintenance service. We offer on-site oil changes, tire rotations, brake inspections, air filters, wiper blades. And all this is done at your location, saving you time and money. Do you have a few seconds to answer a few questions to see if we would be a good fit for your company? And then you do boom, boom, boom. And you go into your three questions. Limit your questions to three. You should be able to qualify, disqualify them in three questions. Boom. Get their information. If they want to go, send them over to our onboarding package. Follow through the process. And that's your process, how you do that. We're not talking about that. So again, this is Tyrese at the Mobile Oil Change Podcast. And I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to say, if you're owning and operating the Mobile Oil Change Podcast, Mobile Oil Change, then good deal. I want to see you be prosperous. I want to see you be the first one to go national. Yeah, I own a mobile oil change business, but I'm not really, you know, so interested in being a mobile oil change owner as much as I am as being someone in the industry that just, you know, maybe the number one podcast in the industry. Maybe this fluid evacuation system that I've been working on, I've branded and manufactured. Who knows? Maybe I'll start selling vans. Who knows what I'll do? But I'm not really, you know, trying to make $1 million, $1 billion in the mobile oil change industry. I've accomplished pretty much enough to be satisfied with. So make sure you tune in. Make sure you tell your friends. Make sure you bring the kids in, because I haven't cussed on this episode, so you can let them listen to this one. And again, thank you. If you want to be on this podcast so others can hear your perspective, you can share your voice with the other listeners, then contact me. Go to my website, momsoilchange.com. Send me a message. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere. I'm all over the internet. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.